Thank God for how we have gone so far. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I always had this philosophy in my life that it's better a place where you have peace, where there are few, than where you have plenty with too much rancors. You know, when the Lord visited me years ago, I'm talking of visitations where I went, God lifted me up into heaven, and I saw, you know, those things to come, all those experiences, those very powerful experiences that are very rare, you know. And I remember that period I was really solitary, alone. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We should not allow too many things that distract us in this life. How are we hearing, brethren?
Yes.
Don't let too many things that distract us in this life. Let us always be focused on the Word of God. This is all that will remain after all said and done, eh? You know that?
Yes.
Hold on as you want to. Everything, relationships will dissolve. But they will dissolve in this outer realm, but we are even still always one in Him.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we have to be very wise so that our labors will not be in vain. So that we don't be like a stillborn birth, a stillborn baby, you know, that comes into this world and just it does not even see the light of day and is gone. You know, you can live in this life for 100 years, but you have not seen
life.
You have not seen life.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is not our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, it is what we saw or what we see beyond the veil that we come down to preach to the brethren. Jesus Christ says, you are going to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. See, when they ascend into heaven, they come down to tell men what they have seen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not ashamed to declare to my brethren what the Lord has showed me. At times it can sound a bit, you know, worrying. That's why people are a bit not too comfortable at times. People will run away when they hear such things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God wants to remind you of your divine self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you a mystery. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. It's impossible. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. You see it? But I tell you a mystery. I'm quoting the very words of Paul. At the sounding of the last trumpet, those who are dead will be raised incorruptible. Incorruptible. There's only one thing that is incorruptible, and that is the Spirit, which is God. But it says here that we shall be raised up incorruptible. We shall be raised up into one man who is the Lord from heaven. That is the hope of your salvation. Where you inherit, you have an inheritance that does not fade away. You have something that is reserved for you forever. Yes. Nothing can take it away from you. And also you inherit the joy of all ages.
Yes.
Mount Zion, the joy of all the earth. Yes. God's kingdom, God's realm is situated upon Mount Zion.
Yes.
It is not a geographical location. It is the highest peak of elevation in the Spirit. That is God's dimension, God's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, today, this message I'm going to preach is about rediscovering our angelic self. Rediscovering our angelic self. Now, I just want us to understand that some of these things we are hearing are things that you have to go back and digest. Jesus Christ was met by the Sadducees during his time. These are people who believed, who did not believe in the resurrection. And they asked Jesus a question. They said that a man has a wife and he dies. And normally, under the old Hebrew laws, so that the woman does not go away without having a child, because she didn't have a child with her husband, the brother has to come and marry her so that she can have a child for the brother. This was the law of the Hebrews. Now, this man that died had seven brothers. So when she marries one brother, the brother dies without having a child. She has to go to the next. She married up to the seventh one, and that seventh one died, and they didn't have a child. So they now ask Jesus, when they go to heaven, who will the woman marry, the first one or the last one? You see what men think of? Men are always earthly minded. But Jesus Christ said, look here, your marriage and all these things is of this world. In the worlds to come, which is God's kingdom, in the age to come, which is the new heaven and the new earth, where there is righteousness, where there is God, where things don't change, in that new heaven and in the new earth, they never marry, nor are they given into marriage. Let's turn quickly to the book of Luke chapter 20, from verse 34. Luke chapter 20, verse 24. Have you located it? Luke 20, 34. Luke 20, 34. Now look at the response of Jesus. Jesus, of course, Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given into marriage. But they which shall be counted worthy to obtain to that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto angels and are the children of the resurrection. Children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, and all live unto him. Can we repeat that? All live unto him. Praise God. So Jesus Christ gave some very powerful, declaration here, because he speaks about a people that can never die. The gospel is not what we hear today in the outer world. What you hear in the gospel is all about how you can make all the money, how you can be successful, how you can be prosperous, how your wife can love you more, how those things are good, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus came to bring to life immortality and life through the gospel. He started off here, says that those that are worthy to obtain to that age do not
die.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
For they are equal unto angels. Now, this is another key word. First of all, it says they don't die. Now he says that they are equal unto angels and are the children of God. Being the children of the
resurrection.
Then at the end he says they all live unto God. Look at these keywords. How many of us know that death is the most mysterious thing for humanity today? After all said and gone, man does not understand the mystery of death. Of course, everybody, you are entering a plane. When the plane goes down a bit and shakes like this, everybody says, God, have mercy. Praise God. Everybody is afraid to die.
I ever strong.
Yes.
I ever strong. When that one from church come.
But brethren, he has come to remove the mystery of death from our lives. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you can come to the place like Paul. Paul said he was ready. Paul was willing to leave this realm.
Yes.
He was ready because he had now seen that there was nothing like death. He was ready to go. How many people have come to that place? I met a Catholic nun some weeks ago, I told you. And I joked with her about life after death. It's better. Life is better after death. And the Catholic nun, very holy with her, with all her covering on her face, told me, please, let that wait. So she too was afraid of death. Praise God. But I said, but you preach of heaven. Aren't you happy to go to heaven? So you can see it's still a mystery. There's still a shadow of doubt. They don't understand what they are saying. They really do not believe. But those who are worthy to attain to that new dispensation in God, which is the new heavens and the new earth, they do not die. Hallelujah. They are equal unto
angels.
They are the children of God. Now you can see that you are seeing children of God and equal unto angels. The children of the resurrection, they do not die. To those that have believed, he has given them the power to become
sons
of God. I say that sons of God do not die. Those that die are men, sons of men. Sons of God do not die. They live forever, eternally, in the glory of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us zero first of all on that word angels. Let us understand what is an angel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is an angel? Turn quickly to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 8, verse 1. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. That's the one people can get out of this scripture. Psalm 8 from verse 1. Amen. You know, this psalm here, Psalm chapter 8, is packed with revelation knowledge. Look, this psalm is not just a literal book to read. You need the eyes of the Spirit, the searchlight of the Spirit, to understand what God was saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. These psalms are not books to just cram. There is life hidden behind them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Behind this psalm that David read, there is a mystery. And if you can understand the mystery, you will not die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Proverbs, it is written, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. And it is the glory of kings to open it and to see it. Hallelujah. God is showing you the mystery today.
Amen.
By his Spirit, every thing that has been hidden is being brought to light.
Amen.
He said that in this day, there is nothing hidden that shall not be brought to light.
Amen.
Do you know what has been hidden from us? The mystery of immortality and life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, somebody will read that scripture. You know what they will do? Who come out to the pulpit on church, I said, and reveal what all the secrets that brother did yesterday. He says, the Bible says, everything will be brought to light. Hallelujah. Let's come up, brethren.
Amen.
Psalm chapter 8, let's go from verse 1. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now look at that word, thy name. First of all, you must start off with that word, thy name. How excellent is thy name in all the earth? Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Now listen to verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou made him a little lower than angels. Thou made him a little lower than
angels.
Then look at that, is one paragraph. Now you can go to the next, and it says, and has crowned him with glory and
honor.
You know, when you read these things, you think that they are joined. You have to understand what the Spirit is saying. Let's go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep, oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passeth through the parts of the sea. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name, O Lord. First of all, it starts off by saying, how excellent is your name. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you need a revelation of the name of Jesus. Or you see, the name of Jesus is not just J-E-S-U-S. It's higher than that. What you need is a revelation of that name. The revelation of the name of the Lord that is above all names. Thou madest man lower than angel. Man was subject to vanity. Because the angel represents the spiritual state of the Son of God, the highest level of spirituality. The psalmist says that he maketh his angels spirit. Do you know that? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He maketh his angels spirit. That is the glorification of the saints. The angels are the messengers of God. Those who live as servants unto God. Jesus Christ says, anybody that serves me, he will my Father glorify.
Amen.
So that where I am is where he will be. Now, your glorification is your spiritualization. Because God is spirit. God is what?
Spirit.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom.
No.
Only spirit. That's why you must be transformed. You must be born again. So that we walk as spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man was made subject to vanity, lower than the state of what? Angels. But God visited man. God has visited us today. Through the gospel, amen?
Amen.
We have been visited by God. Grace has located us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now he has elevated us into glory.
Amen.
So that now the original purpose is being seen, that all things are under our feet. Back to the original creation. Let us make man in our image.
And
lighten. Now, what is God's image? Can somebody tell me that?
Spirit.
Spirit. God is what?
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make man in our image and likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let him have what? Dominion. Over all the cattle, over all the beasts, over everything. Not that we are now subject or slaves to corruption. Do you know that men of this age are slaves to corruption? Do you know, let me tell you something. When you have envy, jealousy, bitterness, it's because they are what? Slaves to corruption. It is for the gain of this world. It's for lust of this world that people have wars, battles. People have all kind of problems in this world today. It's because man has been subject to what? To vanity. He has been made lower than the angel. He has put on the form of flesh and blood. But today, he has visited us. Praise God.
Amen.
What is man that thou visited him? He has visited us, hallelujah,
Amen.
With the gospel. And he has raised us up to sit with him once more in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He visits us and he gives us the revelation of Christ. He gives us the gospel. What is the good news? Christ in you. The Christ in you is a man of the Spirit. He has been from eternity.
Amen.
All things are his. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He does not have to struggle for anything. He does not have to, you know, calculate or to make anything to get anything, because all things are his. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful thing, man.
Yes.
Do you know that Jesus Christ went through this? Paul got this revelation also. Do you know that? Do you know that some things I read in the Bible, I read them in the Old Testament before I saw that Paul wrote them? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's the same Spirit that is working in all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If we can be very coordinated in the Spirit, walk in harmony, it does not matter who speaks. What matters is that it's the Spirit that is speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go quickly to the book of Hebrews. Let us have a true picture of what Jesus did. Because Jesus actually also fulfilled this thing that we just read in Psalms chapter 8, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
But we see Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
Okay.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things... Now listen to him, this word. It became him for whom are all things. And whom and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through salvation. For both he that sanctified, hallelujah, and they who are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, for I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. For so much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil, and to deliver them who through fear of death we are all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let's stop there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want us to see the path Jesus Christ took. These things are very important, because at times we think that Christianity is a kind of thing of morality. Don't do this, don't do that, you go to hell. You know, God is going to deal with you, God is going to get you. God will punish you if you don't, you know, pay your tithes, or, you know, or if you do this, or God is watching you, you know, that is, you know, that you have to dress this way or do that way, you know. If you truly walk with God in true honesty, nobody has to tell you those things. You will do the right things. You know that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He didn't come to bring morality into this world. He came to declare the name of his brethren in the midst of the name of the Father, the name of God, in the midst of the congregation. I will declare thy name. The revelation of the name is enough to set you free.
Amen.
That name is the truth. That way is the way. That name is the way, is the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus became lower than angels. He took up the form of flesh and blood. And let me tell you the truth. We all are in him. As he died on that cross, we all died on that cross. As he resurrected, we all resurrected. But we have to recognize these things. You know, if a prisoner is set free and they open the prison gates and they don't tell the prisoner is set free, he can sit there, you know, till he dies without leaving that prison. You know that? Unless he hears. Do you know that? You know you can have some inheritance or a treasure somewhere you don't know about. How will you know except somebody tells you? That's why we have the gospel. We have been set free. We have been glorified. Hallelujah. Yeah. We sit with God in heavenly places. It's what we need now is recognition of the truth. Jesus, by his coming, has brought to light the name above all names. He has brought to light our inheritance in light forever. He has destroyed the power of the devil, which does nothing than subject mankind to living in vanity, in flesh and blood. Oh, do you think you are flesh and blood? As long as you think that you are just flesh and blood, a man, you will die as a man. It's written in the Bible. We have to leave the realm of humanity. He says, you are gods, but you shall die like men. You see, there's a differentiation between the sons of God and men. You are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men. But today he says that he has given you power to rediscover yourselves as sons of God. When you hear this gospel, don't throw it away. Let us not be like Esau. You know Esau? For a pot of porridge. The pot of porridge, you can liken it to your human ambitions. The desire for the glories of this world. For a pot of porridge, he sold his what? Birthright. Do you know your birthright? The glory of the Father. That's your birthright. There was a sister that came here the other day. The first day she came, my sister here brought out the vision that the Lord was handing to her, you know, a kind of a jewel to her. And in that jewel was written a new name. My wife saw that vision several times for her. But this same woman, she's gone. She's gone back to the pig pen of religion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And before she left, I held her and I held her. Forget this pastor stuff. Leave this thing. You're not a pastor. Forget it. Listen to what God is telling you. Leave this pastor, this ambition. That is your pot of porridge. It won't take you anywhere. Among men, you might be honored. Men might like you. Yes, but you might have followership. But at the end of the day, it is the path of death. But she left. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
She wanted the pot of porridge. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So Jesus Christ has declared the name of the Father in the midst of the congregation so that we can awaken to that name. The sons of the resurrection. Sons of the awakening. When you awake to reality, now, when you are awake, you are not awakening to something that you are not. If you go to sleep and you wake up an hour later, Is it not the same you?
Yes, you wake up to yourself.
You wake up to the reality of yourself, your true nature, your celestial nature. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then nobody will tell you what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will see clearly that we are all one. We all came out of the Father. We all have one identity in God. Look at what Jesus Christ says there. He said they all live unto him. Meaning they have one identity, one name. Are we understanding the mystery of the gospel? Praise God. Now, the prayer is that we sit down here one day, somebody just pick up the phone, the mic, and see, but when the time comes, it's done orderly, in orderly manner, with love.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to see Dora preaching. I've told God, I want to see people come out and share. Look at what the Lord revealed to me. Do we go back? Do we meditate on these things we share? These things are life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know of somebody who was, when he was passing away, he was calling for people to read he wanted to hear these things. But it was already too late. The body was already going. While he was alive, he never listened to us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, our brother Anthony Den Hartog, that one that passed away 2 years ago, from Australia, a Dutch brother. He was here he was here once. And God actually really used him in my life. You see, we try to honor people that you meet along the way. God used him in my life. Because out of his mouth, I heard some things that strengthened me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in one of his messages, he said that he had come to that place that he had got to 90% not being afraid of death anymore. You know that level is high. 90, because everything is fear of death. Look at it. He said he has come to deliver his brethren from the fear of death. The whole world is how to protect each other from how you will not die. But I tell you, through the gospel, you can find immortality and life. You can locate it, it's there. You can experience the resurrection. I have seen it, I've tested it, and I testify it's real.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So we go back to the angelic state as we hear this word of God. He says that there are two men. There is one man of the earth, of the dust. Now, that man of the dust is the mortal man. That is us in our humanity. But there's a man from heaven, and he adds that man from heaven is the Lord. He says, we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we also bear the image of the one from heaven. And that time has come. If you say tomorrow and you are looking out for signs, you will never see it. Change your confession. They don't marry, neither are they given into marriage. Let me tell you the truth. They don't marry any element in this world. You know you can be married to your work? You can be married to your career? You know you can be married to a system, to your country?
To a hobby?
Yeah, to a hobby. These people have divorced themselves from this realm. They are married to the Lord. They have the name of the Lord. Let me round up fast with a book of Revelation chapter 14. I want to show you these things so you can see. Underline these things. You know, when I used to be in the university, I used to chew this thing like, you know how a cow eats grass in the daytime and in the night it will chew the cud. For years, I was reading and meditating, you know.
Revelation
chapter 14 verse 1. Are we there?
Yeah.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having the Father's name on their forehead. These are the ones who have inherited the Father's name. Now, Brother Ima, do you see yourself among the 144,000? With the name of the Father on you? You know, when you, in this world, when you marry a man, normally you change your name to the man's name, isn't it? That means these ones are married to God. Oh, they have the Father's name. For it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's move on. And you are upon Mount, now Mount Zion is God's kingdom. That is the world to come. The age to come that Jesus spoke about. Amen.
Amen.
Now go down to verse 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now this is, hear what I was saying, no man could hear that, could learn that. It's not a song for men. They have been redeemed from the earth. That means they are no longer earthly. They are no longer of this world. Oh, hallelujah. This new song, do you know, I was preaching this message about 12 years ago somewhere. A brother, they call him Francis, is now in a Ghanaian brother, elder brother. He called me the next day and told me that he saw me preaching with some people. And he said that all of them, they were singing a song that nobody, people were coming, they said they've never heard that song before. And I pointed him to this. What you are hearing today, do you hear it outside? No. It's a new song. It's the song of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Go on to verse 4. These are they that have not defiled with women, for they are what?
Virgins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are they which follow the lamp wherever he goes. Yes. These were redeemed from
men.
That means they are no longer men.
Mm.
Being first fruits unto God and to the lamp. And in their mouth was found no guile, meaning no lie. For they are without fault before the throne of God. No more lie. Now, no more lies, not those petty lies we're talking about. Eh? And being a virgin, if it's that, that means we're, maybe only me will enter. If we talk of virgins here. Me and Shehu. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why some people, that's why you have some people that don't, they have these nuns that don't, or fathers that don't marry and all that.
Yes.
Because they get all these things from these verses, you know. They try to keep themselves so that they will be on top of a mountain someday. Virgins are those who have divorced themselves from this world. These ones follow only the lamp. They are married to God and God's purposes. Jesus Christ says, you must live all for my name's
sake.
You see that name again? All for my
name's
sake.
This is the eye of the needle that many people cannot pass through. You know that? It's a problem here. This is where people are stuck. A rich religious young man went to Jesus and said, what can I do to enter into heaven? He says, I don't steal, I don't commit adultery, I don't do any bad thing, I pay my tithes, I do everything. Jesus Christ said, there's one thing that's lacking though. Leave everything you have and follow me. The young man was sad and he went back. When you see an angel, does angel have anything in this world?
No.
All the angel has is the name of God. And I tell you the truth.
Amen.
But that name is greater than silver
and gold.
Because with that name, I can bring out silver.
Yes.
I can bring out gold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running and they are saved. That is the salvation of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have not defiled them. They are virgins. They don't marry, neither are they given into marriage. These are the sons of the resurrection who have rediscovered themselves. They have awakened back from the delusion of mortality. Because this world that we live in is passing away. It's a temporal world. Anything that you can see with your physical eye is only temporal. John says, don't love this world, nor the things that are in this world. It's not that this world is bad. But don't be tied, don't let your affections be in this world. Let it be above, in the real world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we stand up? The sons of the resurrection. Amen. The sons of the resurrection. Angels, equal unto angels. Because they have attained back to their spirit state.